Hello again. Welcome to an abbreviated third hour of Dining Around with Gene Burns. It is the day of the big game, the 20th of November, and now we're going to talk truffles with you. We are joined by Ken Frank, executive chef of the Westin Verasa Hotel in Napa and owner and operator of La Toque Restaurant. Ken, of course, has done a truffle menu each year for many years, so we have talked truffles with Ken before. And we are joined also today by Robert Chang. Robert is the managing director of the American Truffle Company. This is an enterprise attempting to cultivate truffles here in North America. And the truffle, we're in the truffle season now, and the truffle is a really remarkable sort of mystical kind of thing. It's a fungi, and it has a very pronounced flavor that is just unduplicatable. It just is phenomenal. Comes in two basic forms, black and white. The white generally thought to be Italian, the black French, although not exclusively in either case. And the black truffles have seasonal variations as well. And we're going to learn something about the truffles with our guest. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Thank you. First of all, Ken, before we finish, you have a big truffle dinner coming up, cooked by a bunch of Michelin-starred chefs, right?
In fact, yes. What we're doing this year for the first year is the first Napa Truffle Festival.
Yes.
And we have six chefs doing a big truffle dinner, but there's also some scientific symposiums that will explore the intricacies of growing and cultivating truffles successfully. There's some cooking demonstrations at the CIA by chefs, and there's even a truffle brunch on Sunday. So this is December 10th, 11th, and 12th in Napa. And we've been working with the American Truffle Company on this. And for someone who thought he knew everything about truffles, I've learned even more. It's just endlessly fascinating.
When and where is the truffle dinner?
The truffle dinner with the Michelin chefs is going to be Saturday night, and we are doing that in La Toque. I've closed La Toque for the night,
right?
And I'll have it's a star-studded lineup of chefs. We've got David Kinch coming from Manresa, Sylvain Porte, of course, everyone around here knows from the Ritz-Carlton, but he's now back working for Alain Ducasse. Josiah Citrin will be coming up from Malise in Santa Monica with his two stars, and Gabriel Cruther will be coming out from New York and the Modern with his Michelin star, and then Nancy Oakes has a very fine star, and she'll be coming in as well.
Are there tickets available for that dinner?
There are.
Okay. Well, where do people go to get that information?
They would go, the best place would be to go to the internet, and you would go to NapaTruffleFestival.com.
Ah, NapaTruffleFestival.com. And Robert, let me talk to you. It seems to me I recall decades ago when I first started a dining program, we were talking about truffles. The word was truffles occurred naturally. You can't cultivate them. Forget trying. It's not possible. And we've come a long way since then.
We certainly have, Gene. Truffles, there are many different kinds of truffles. And the most expensive kind, which is the Italian white truffle, is still not able to be cultivated. Those require very specific soil conditions, and nobody has been able to cultivate them. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, the black truffles, the black winter truffle and the black summer truffles, those have been cultivated, and the technology is there. In fact, today, about 90% of all the truffles coming out of France, all the black truffles coming out of France, is from cultivation.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Yeah. So now, is there now a big difference in the market between a wild truffle and a cultivated truffle? Do they make any distinction, or is a truffle a truffle?
A truffle is a truffle.
Yeah,
There's not any difference that one can taste.
Now, they used to tell us that truffles occurred near the base of oak trees. Is that true?
That is true, and in fact, truffles are what's called a mycorrhiza. A mycorrhiza is a fungus that exists symbiotically with a host tree, and it turns out that oaks and filberts, which are hazelnut trees, are excellent host trees, and that's why you find them on the root systems of these host trees.
Ken, when I know you've have a passion for truffles and have had for some time, how did it first begin?
It first began with a flight to Sacramento and a trip to Cordy Brothers when I was 20 years old. I'd been working in classical French restaurants, and of course, truffles were part of lots of things, but the idea that fresh truffles would be available was intriguing. So I flew up to Sacramento because Daryl Cordy was one of the few people on the West Coast that was importing fresh. This is in the days when they didn't have shallots in the supermarket. And when fresh mushrooms were very exotic.
Yeah.
So I flew up to Sacramento, and I went to Cordy Brothers, and I bought my first black truffles, and I also bought my first two bottles of California Cabernet.
Really?
And I went to my cousin's house in Chico that night to spend the night before I came back, and I read about eggs and truffles. So we stored the truffles in a jar of eggs overnight, and then I got up the next morning and made my first ever truffle omelets with these eggs, and I've been cooking eggs with truffles ever since, because it really is one of those just miracles of nature that through the pores of the egg, the amount of truffle flavor that is infused just through the pores is just utterly amazing.
Yeah. It's really quite remarkable. And the rest, as they say, is history. And then it's year after year, new truffle menu. And
I've had lots of practice, and I'm still learning.
We're talking about truffles. We'll do more of that just ahead. There is a great truffle dinner being cooked up next month by a group of Michelin-starred chefs. And once again, we'll give you the website where you can get information on that. We are talking truffles. There's a big truffle festival in the Napa Valley upcoming next month. We're talking about that with Ken Frank of La Toque Restaurant and the Hotel Verassa in Napa. And we are also talking with a man sort of pioneering in the cultivation of truffles as well, Robert Chang, who is the managing director of the American Truffle Company. Robert, how long does it take to cultivate truffles? I mean, what is the growth period for truffles?
The growth period, typically you would start with saplings that are 1 or 2 years old. And the waiting period for the tree and the truffles to mature is anywhere from 4 to 6 years, with 5 years being the average.
And where in America would they grow best?
They grow best in temperate climates, Northern California here in Napa Valley. Mm-hmm. Sonoma is a perfect environment, as well as we have quite a few client partners on the East Coast in North Carolina, Virginia. Right. And so up and down the Eastern Seaboard as well as the West Coast.
Well, here in the West, it sounds like they would do best in wine country. I mean, the climates are much the same.
You're absolutely right. And if you take a look at their natural habitats back in Europe, whenever you have grapevines, you find truffle trees. So naturally, we have a lot of grapevines and vineyards in Napa Valley, and it's no coincidence that truffles would prosper there.
Ken, in cooking with truffles, what's the secret? I mean, truffles, they're a very powerful flavor, so obviously you have to treat them with respect. You can't overdo it, I guess.
You know, truffles need to be used the right way. The flavor compounds in truffles are extremely volatile. They have very low boiling points. So if you cook them for a long time or you overcook them, you actually greatly diminish their flavor. Mm-hmm. And you need to put them into a vehicle that can absorb and almost multiply the flavor. They work well with it. They need protein and fat. Mm. So eggs work well. Butter works well. Cheese and cream work well. Mm. Underneath the skin of a chicken, where it bathes in its own juices, works very well. Anything with acid is the enemy of truffle. If you put them in a vinaigrette with some vinegar, you simply won't taste them.
Oh, really? They just go away.
It neutralizes their goodness. So you have to use them in ways that you really let them shine. And often the best way is to add them very much at the last minute to something simple. I mean, pasta with butter and truffles and a little bit of Parmesan cheese is easy. Anybody can do it.
Right.
It's also one of the very best ways to enjoy them.
Yeah. But there's a classic preparation the Italians use called fonduta, where they shave the white truffle on top of the sort of cheese that's in the fonduta.
Stop, you're making me hungry.
Yeah, right, exactly. You do that to me every time you show up here, you know. Now, do truffles have good years and bad years?
Indeed they do. And the conventional wisdom is that a good year for wine is a bad year for truffles. And ultimately, truffles being a fungus need water. So if you have a drought year in Italy, you're going to have very few white truffles and of mediocre quality.
Right.
They had a good amount of moisture this summer. It may turn out not to be such a spectacular vintage for Barolo, But right now we're enjoying the best white truffle season in 7 or 8 years. It's been a very long time since we had truffles with this potency of perfume. It's just tremendous. Right. And the price has remained fairly stable for the last few years. So the, for the quality, we're just getting more for our money this year than we got in some time.
Robert, are we growing truffles in North America in any appreciable number?
Not very much. But the 99% of the truffles consumed in North America still come from Europe.
Yeah. We're talking on truffles. I want to get you the nuts and bolts information on the truffle dinner. And there are many other aspects of the truffle festival in the Napa Valley as well. And we'll get you information on that, too. And we'll do that next right here on Dining Around with Gene Byrne. We're talking about the truffle festival upcoming. We're talking with Ken Frank of La Toque Restaurant in Napa and Robert Chang, managing director of the American Truffle Company. And Robert, the festival dates again are?
December 10th. 11th and 12th. That's the weekend, Friday through Sunday.
And that's NapaTruffleFestival.com.
That's right.
Telephone number for La Toque, Ken?
707-257-5157.
Terrific. Thank you both for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks. And that's it. We're out of time. Big game is next. This is the pregame coming up. Our thanks to Richard Ryan, our engineer. Joel Riddell produces Dining Around with Gene Byrne. Another terrific job. Katie Lever provided our news for us today. I'm Gene Byrne. See you Monday night on the Gene Byrne program. And next Saturday on Dining Around with Gene Byrne here on KGO San Francisco.